everyone, and welcome back to another Black Hollywood Live Reality Check. Today we are talking about Angela Kardashian, Amber Rose's new show, and how everyone looked a hot mess at the Met Gala. Stay tuned.
You are tuned into Black Hollywood Live Reality Check.
Get it. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there. And we decided to play this song in your honor.
Get it.
So, Rob's been doing a lot of skeeting. All up in black China. It has been confirmed that Black China indeed is pregnant, and Rob is actually the person who confirmed it. He posted an image on Instagram of an emoji of Black China, and the emoji was pregnant. And then Black China posted a picture of a baby bump, but it kind of just looked like she just ate. I'm like, is she really pregnant? I'm like, is this a baby burrito? Because now all of the pictures that she is taking, she's covering her belly. Is she hiding the fact that there is no baby? Or, I mean, are they in the process of trying to have a kid and she's indeed not pregnant? Mm. Is this to push a storyline? Mm. Is this to push a new reality show? Mm. I don't know, but I hope that she's pregnant. I think that they would have an awesome baby, and I think that she would love the money.
Wait, you hope she's pregnant?
I do.
I mean, I know we live in a day and age where you know, I mean, you can pop out a kid before marriage and whatnot, but you know.
I mean, I think that if it's genuine love, that and if she is pregnant, I'm happy for them. But
if that's what they want, I'm happy for them. You know, well, but I'll hail the Kardashian king, because you know it's going to be a boy, and we all know that. He gonna be the only Kardashian to carry the name.
This is like the ultimate, like, checkmate, right?
Right.
This Shame is just bitch. The ultimate check. She's like, oh, so Tyga, you want to mess with a 12-year-old? Okay, so Kim, you want to act like we're not best friends anymore? So Khloe, you want to try to come for me?
Right. But everyone seems to be on board. We were Reality talking check. About this.
Love me, Rob.
Right.
Skeet, Rob. I'm pregnant.
So someone mentioned that they had only been together for what? It's been about 6 months, and now she's allegedly 4 months pregnant. I don't know. I don't know what the timeline is of events. I wasn't in the bedroom. However,
Girl, we'll I thought see. Your stomach just disgusting. What did you eat, Carl's Jr., before you came up in?
Well, that's what I was thinking when I saw that
you
little
got
burrito
baby
bump.
China up in there.
So, moving on. Wait. Everyone's on board, actually, because we talked about this last year. Yeah, I mean, not last year, but last week. Kim and Kylie, they all seem to be one big happy family now.
Yes, because at this juncture, they have no choice.
Right.
I mean, really, because I saw that clip that was going around about Kris Jenner. Like, the girls basically being like, why do you still support Rob and all that?
You must have watched our show last week.
Huh? Girl, you know I was like doing. It was the Easter for me, Greek Easter, so I was.
Because we talked about that and had the clip.
But all I'm saying is that for them to go from that, all of them attack, like kind of attacking her, and then now saying that they support it. I saw Kylie like it, and be like, "Congrats!"
Yeah, they have no choice. She's
at this point.
She's about to be sister, auntie,
and
wife.
Really, it's like you have to kind of. Let them in, because otherwise they're all going to get their own reality show, and then they're going to be the new Kardashians, and you're going to be the boo-boops.
Well, Black China recently patented her name, so and I think that that's because she wants to move forward with something bigger than what she's doing now. Possibly a reality show.
I just hope that she can go to Angela White, because I just see her bigger and better than just being
Black China.
Because you got that name when you were a stripper, like back in the day. So now you've evolved.
Was it back
this
in the day or yesterday?
No, it was back in the day.
So it was like a NeNe Leakes type of situation?
She was like a great stripper.
Wait, so when did she stop stripping?
I don't know.
Has she?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's pregnant. No one wants to see a pregnant stripper.
Girl, I seen Maury. I seen Jerry Springer. I seen crazy things.
Like,
now, wait, so people are saying that there's going to be a reality show, maybe?
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, who doesn't have their own reality show now?
But we'll talk about that. I'm actually interested in seeing them, though.
I love watching them on Snapchat.
I like the two of them. I'm excited. I'm happy.
But I would want the show to be them, not like...
Yeah, not the rest
of the Dash
sisters.
I've never watched a full episode of The Kardashians. I watched one. I watched when they went to Greece. The trip they went to Greece
many and like moons ago.
Before Kylie ever looked the way she looked now.
Yeah, I used to love watching the Kardashians before like Kylie started injecting herself with everything under the sun. But when they were little kids, I used to literally watch the Kardashians all the time. Now they're just like, it's too overproduced and everything. Like Kim always has like 5 layers of spandex on. It's like, where's the reality in it? Like, let me see that gut because I know what's there.
Let me see you put the waist trainer on.
Exactly. What okay, so process? If you're going to wear it, let me see you
make a YouTube
you put
video
it
on. Is that on your app? How do you actually get this waist trainer on?
And then when you take it off, are you relieved? How relieved are you?
Do you
take
like 5
deep breaths? Because I know you be sweating.
Use coconut oil.
I know your butt stinks.
OVOO.
It's too much sweat going on, all that spandex. Like, how does Kanye deal with that? But you know he'd be all up in the booty hole, so he used to that stank smell.
Just put some of that olive oil down below. So apparently, rumor has it, Ozzy Osbourne and Miss Sharon Osbourne head into a divorce. 33 years of marriage, and it was like a now no more.
I'm devastated about this.
I hope it's not true. Apparently, it's over an infidelity, and I don't know if I believe that because I'm like, Sharon.
On her behalf?
Well.
Because what's he doing?
Having sex with spiders?
Just like.
What?
Yeah. Like,
ghosts.
What like, is he doing?
Could you imagine?
Having sex with doing? Ghosts.
Like, I can't imagine. Like, watching the reality show, he would just be sitting somewhere like, ooh.
Right.
That's disgusting, Jesse.
I mean, like, that though, really. So
if anything, I think that the infidelity may have come from Sharon because I don't think that Ozzy was like, adored her so much.
Son.
I loved watching the show.
Well, here's
Son.
The thing. That's gross.
He was like Halloween 365.
And all the time. But this isn't the first time that they have split. Remember, years ago, they split because his drugs. You know, he was
addicted to
drugs.
I think she's tired.
I mean, come on, girl. Like, just see him to the end. Like, you've been in it this long.
Pull a freaking Chloe.
You were with him when he...
stick
just
with the brother.
Just go fuck French Montana while you guys are still married.
Exactly. Just stick with
French Montana
honey.
Looks good now.
Who does?
French Montana. Compared to what he used to look like. Girl, he done went in the gym, got him pumped up. He needed a gym for his face, but I mean, he looked like he would love you.
That's not my type.
That's not my testimony.
Honey, when I went into his house and he had the marble floor, not
wait,
girl, like on
I'm
like a chill.
I'm gonna say, hold up, because you ain't tell me that story.
No, girl, it was with a whole bunch of people and he had marble floors and I was tiptoeing on him. I was like, and I looked at his house, I was like, oh yeah, he could be my man.
Jesse's got a man at home with marble floors.
Coke boys!
But he signed with Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. I don't care. Mm. Not my stuff.
So he only got one more album before
Diddy takes
put
all
him
his
in
money.
The closet.
So are we here or not for Ozzy and Sharon?
Here's I look at it two ways.
Go to sleep.
Marriage-wise, I want him to work out for the word of marriage, for what the bond of marriage
right.
is. However,
sanctity.
I do think that it gets to a certain point where you look at someone like Sharon and... I wonder how much of her life has had to take a back seat, which you know
but
that.
But you know what you signed
that.
Up for.
You knew what you signed up
when
for.
You thought
and
him
she's had a very
town.
Successful career outside of being just a wife. Like, she, I don't even necessarily see her as, like, Ozzy's wife. She's done so much more. And I'm cheering for them. I hope that they do pull through it. She just needs to call Chloe and see how she's managed.
Girl.
Well, get a black man.
And then Chloe can ask her, how can I have a
Maybe
successful
that's
TV
who she
show?
She had an affair with. A black man.
Mm. Sharon needs some black man.
Moving right along.
Now what else is going on?
Now what else is going on?
I love your nail color.
Honey, well, I complimented
Linda.
That last week. Mm-hmm. Is that gel?
Gel now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Linda.
Anyways, in other news, it's kind of on the Kardashian train, but not.
Of course, I feel like we're E! News today.
It's a Jenner story. So, Caitlyn Jenner is going to be posing nude. I said nude, N-U-D-E, on the next upcoming cover, or excuse me, the summer cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. And he will be, or excuse me, she will be in the book.
Naked.
With the gold, with all of her. Do I go with her since it was Bruce who got them then, though? Like,
just go with her.
Okay. Yeah. So that's since she got these gold medals back in her heyday when she was an Olympic gold medalist. So I don't know how the polls will be. I don't know how it'll be set up. I
remember
don't know
that photo
what
shoot Kim did with the beads that her mom made her take the picture?
Yes. It might be something similar. So, yeah, she'll be draped in her gold medals, and so, it will be coming up on the 40th anniversary of her actually conquering, you know, and winning the gold.
Speaking of gold medals, does she still have the balls?
Yeah, that's, like, has she gone through transition?
Like, they going to be positioned just right so that we don't see that? And then,
I mean, first of all, it's Sports Illustrated, so they're not going to show like titties and like it's not, gotcha. You know.
But okay. You know how they do like each year, they always get athletes and then they have
to do
them
the
pose
nude body
naked,
stuff.
Yeah. Like, you know,
just see like
Serena.
The side, it'll probably be
like
a cross
side
butt
profile. Like,
I could
see
Caitlin being like,
but that's too much,
right? Because then you're going to see ballage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, no, girl, you can tuck. These bitches can tuck.
I watch Drag Race.
Okay.
It is Drag. Is it DragCon? Is that what it's called?
Last weekend. DragCon. This weekend.
Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah.
No, it's going on now. It was Friday,
Saturday.
Today's
the last day. Yeah. So, yeah. So, check out for your summer edition of Caitlyn Jenner.
I mean, Caitlyn,
are we here for it? Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. Are we trying to see it? Are you going to walk by and throw up a little bit in your mouth? Or are you going to look at it and say, congratulations, Caitlyn. I am so proud of you.
I mean, here's the thing. The idea of a trans woman being on the cover of Sports Illustrated nude and the fact that these athletes knew Bruce Jenner in that light, I think it's powerful in that aspect.
But I think that
but I also think it's like
somebody else.
No, yeah. I mean, I also think it's like Caitlyn Jenner, like everything you do comes off stunt queenish.
It's kind of a circus. It's kind of a circus.
And we have people stunt, who are trans who are making a difference as athletes, as coaches, as whatever. Let's utilize some of them. Caitlyn, you got your show. The ratings aren't so great, but you got a show. Next story.
So we're going to be moving on to Amber Rose. Speaking of shows, Amber Rose, it's untitled, but she actually just landed a new talk show on VH1, and it's produced by Dr. Phil.
And
Mona Scott, which is a very interesting partnership, Mona and Dr. Phil. Like, where is the common ground? It's like...
money, honey.
I guess.
It speaks the same language at the end of the day.
Well, she did it. Is it going to be successful? I don't think so. I think it's going to be a flop, like a fish out of water, just flopping around, gasping for breath. Like,
here's what I think's gonna happen.
I can't breathe. Dead. I think it's gonna be just like Cocktails with Chloe. If anything, her and Chloe should have teamed up, just like Rev Run and Tyrese, and came together to do a talk show. Because Amber on her own, no. And then with Mona Scott, it's gonna be meh. See, well, and Dr. Phil, you need to pull out, because just like Fetty Wap should have did, and just ended that, because I don't even know why you would do that. Have you seen the franchise that is Mona Scott? Have you watched any of those?
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't know if he followed her on. He wouldn't know if he followed her on Instagram, because she don't post about it.
I'm just saying.
Talk about the Sunday paper, y'all.
Well, what is the concept of the show? Like, is she talking about no slut shaming?
Because
she is an icon.
The thing said she's an icon in the feminist
world. Check with that. Just grab that word and then toss it to the side and then start again. Icon
for what?
You said for a feminist.
That's what the bio says. her, the bio.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, basically,
it,
off
I
of this,
know what is it really going?
I think
about?
The show should be Dr. Phil and Amber Rose.
Why? Is he
because
be like
almost
a
like yeah. I well, actually, this is, I think that would be intriguing, but it's not.
This is what it says: that the weekly series will feature Rose conducting candid interviews with celebrity friends, snooze, and leading what is billed as provocative, entertaining, and humorous conversations. Get that out my face. With guests on topics including pop culture, motherhood, relationships, friendships,
a young,
race,
Wendy Williams,
and entrepreneurship.
Here's the thing, like
a young Wendy Williams.
Like I feel like that's what they're gonna make a messy Wendy Williams show. So here's what I think: get your coin, girl. Like congratulations. If any a network is gonna pick you up, VH1 is the cesspool for that. So, but what I think is gonna happen is it's gonna last maybe one season, maybe half of an
many,
half a
how
season.
How many episodes do we have greenlit?
8. Oh, I don't know how many are greenlit. Mm.
Mm. I don't know. Let me
is
look that up.
Is she gonna be testing a few, or is it
like,
picked
well, I hope
up?
She been tested.
Ah, stop.
But I do see what this is gonna stem into is Mona Scott will finally have a reunion host.
No, absolutely not.
For Love and Hip Hop, I could see Amber Rose being.
I like Nina.
Nina as the moderator.
As the,
absolutely,
the host. You can tell she is a fan, or I'm not necessarily a fan, but you can tell she actually
watches
it, yeah. And they have a level of respect. Whoever is coming into Fight Zone needs to
celebrity
uphold
death
a, le- a
some,
level of
one of them
of
girls
respect.
Might just clock Amber just because. Yeah. Like, I know that you are a host, but you know what? I don't like you, so let me just knock you out real quick.
I feel like this show is what Khloe Kardashian should have done. The type of show she should have done. It would be a talk
they both
show.
Need to sit down and just be a guest on the show if I don't have enough people sure. booked.
And is Mona in on the show? Because remember not back in the day, but what, like last year?
Apparently
she was supposed to have that reality TV show, Black China and Amber, remember?
Right.
So
but that was MTV.
Was it
right?
MTV? I thought it was VH1.
Still Viacom.
Whatever.
But Mona, so she's not a real producer. She's a what's it called? She's a like the
script writer.
No. What's a ghostwriter? like they'll ask her for advice and things like that about certain things. She's not like
I gotcha.
Fully attached to the project though. From what I see, she's like an overseeing.
So what? They wanted a black perspective.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Can you control Amber Rose for us, girl? Because we don't know how to.
I just don't know. And I said the same thing about Khloé. Like, does she have the personality to carry a talk show? She is so boring. Like, even in interviews, I'll watch
Amber?
Them. Yes.
Can you imagine Amber like, hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Yeah, like, it's just not, I don't, it's going to be a whole bunch of that. No, did you see that? Like, close
guys,
your mouth.
Just because Kim posts naked doesn't mean.
I think she gives good interviews, though.
Really?
Like,
I haven't watched
an interview with a few people. Wendy Williams, she was spilling tea. But as far as I'm with you, Ash, I don't know as far as her like being the primary
host. She needs
host.
An anchor.
Is it like
she
the tiny? It'll be like the Tiny's talk show.
No,
did we even?
I watched.
I never watched.
I did.
Oh, really? Of course.
How was it?
You tried it.
I mean, no, I didn't try it. I knew it.
It was.
Oh, really?
I actually
it
did.
Lasted
like
how many
it.
Seasons? I feel like it lasted a
I
little
was
bit.
It was like on for a hot minute. Yeah.
Because
she would
was...
rotate out the oh, yeah. host a little bit. Because remember, Tamar left. Claudia Jordan was actually
oh,
a part
yeah.
of that. Her good friend and hairdresser.
That sounds like a mess.
Whatever her name is. No.
Tiny and...
whatever. Right. But nonetheless.
On
so,
another
yeah,
day.
We'll see.
Congratulations, awesome. Amber.
Do you mean it?
No. No, I don't.
All right, Petty Wop.
But I'm going to watch it to support so that I can give an honest opinion after I watch it. I'm honestly giving my opinion on how I think it's going to be, and then we'll see how it goes. So are we done with our stories? Can we move on to our game? Or
oh, wait,
girl, no.
Okay, let's go.
Love and Hip Hop, some tea. This bitch done hit
so
me.
In other talk show news, so mega church pastors will be getting a talk show titled The Preachers.
Mm-hmm.
So what y'all think about this? So nonetheless, the story is as such. The format will be very similar to how we see The View constructed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox has picked it up for testing purposes. It will air in July. And they, the preachers, will be talking about pop culture, current news and events, as well as giving their opinion based off of a spiritual perspective. I'm kind of excited to see it. I think that it is going to be something that is going different and successful. One of the key things about this show is it will be executive produced by Bill Gates. No, who Bill Getty, he was the co-creator of The View, and he worked on The View for 17 seasons, and he's Emmy Award winning. So I think that this show holds a lot of weight, merit. It's going to be fabulous. It's something different. Let's see how authentic they are to the spiritual world. That's what I'm kind of curious to see. And the four panelists are as follows. Dr. E. Dewey Smith, Jr. of the House of the Hope in Atlanta, Georgia. John Gray, Lakewood Church in Houston, and Orrick Quick, God Seekers Church in High Point, North Carolina, and then nonetheless, Dr. Jamal Bryant, who we all know is ex to Giselle Bryant of Real Housewives of Potomac.
What channel,
so
Fox?
I am interested. Yes, it will be airing on Fox in select locations, and the air date is July 11th for New York and Los Angeles. So when it airs, I will keep y'all abreast to if I like it or not.
I am very excited about it. I'm extremely excited. The only thing that disappoints me is that there's not a female perspective.
No, I'm good with that.
It's a panel full of men, but I would love to...
The View has all women.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about The View. I'm talking about this. Because, and I like the fact that The View is all women. I feel like that was missing. We didn't have that, but I don't know. I just wish that they would have thrown a woman on there.
No.
But I'm really excited about it, and I think that it will be something really good, and it's different. Fox has never done anything like this, so I will be tuned in.
We'll see if it actually gets picked up.
I just want to see one episode to see the type of conversation, because my thing is like, here you are putting men who are supposed to be in this spiritual position, right, as a priest, and you ain't supposed to judge, and you know what I mean?
But preachers be keeping it real, they though. Do. They be keeping it so real. Like, my father, Linda, he will keep it real. And that's what I'm really interested to see, because I love when ministers can keep it real but still like spiritual at the same time. So they're going to tell you exactly what you need to hear, and they're not going to be preachy. So that's what keeps you engaged. Like, okay, I don't feel like I'm being talked down to or being preached at. It's more of a conversation. So I'm really interested to see like how this is going to play out.
So what you think?
Great. I mean, I'm down to look at an episode.
All right.
Shit.
All right. Moving on.
Love and Hip Hop.
Well, girl.
Oh, there's so much drama.
This bitch done sent me. Take a sip of your tea, girl. She done sent me a tag while I was away.
I sent you lots of tags.
You do, but this one, I normally don't. I'll click the link. She like baits me. I'll click it once and I'll be like,
liar, liar.
And then all of a sudden another one will pop up. I'll be like, oh girl, I can't with that.
I just
next
have
one.
To have you complete it.
Yeah,
you know,
and
you
I did.
Can't.
I completed this one, y'all. So apparently, Milan Christopher from Love and Hip Hop posted a conversation that Miles sent to him. He said, do you hate me? Milan said, yep. He said, on a scale of 1 to 10, which is fucking weird. And Milan said, if I had a gun with two bullets and was in a room with Hitler, Bin Laden, and you, I would shoot you twice. And then he wrote, when your ex on social media is still with that fake shit, but still texting your phone. So it kind of started off with that, and then it led to Sir Brock posting, when your psychotic ex is blocked from all your social media, doesn't have your new number, but still uses your name to stay relevant, fuck out of here. So basically he's saying, I didn't send him that text, he's creating that. So then all of a sudden Sunday Carter got involved.
Insert Sunday. And if y'all don't remember who Sunday Carter is, remember she got popped in the eye by Drea on Basketball Wives LA. And then she recently came off of the reality show Marriage Bootcamp. Okay.
Which I met her in person. She was very nice in person.
Yeah, we met her.
I never really watched her. Did you guys think she had a nice energy?
We did an interview with her.
Oh, okay. Sunday didn't appreciate that and wrote her own open letter to Milan and basically said that his fake ass is too invested and emotional, and that all he has to do is mind his own business. She said, Miles dumped you. Let's do the math real quick. He doesn't want to speak to you. Please leave him alone. Basically said that he does porn, he's a prostitute, an escort, and all this stuff. And he said, show me the receipts.
But then that Sunday they were going back and forth.
There's so much more. Milan posed this picture saying, yeah, if you could just get me that receipt, that would be great. Then all of a sudden Sunday and Milan are and Miles are posing like in the ear.
It's weird.
And then all of a sudden Milan posted the Beats by Drea.
Which was hilarious.
I was dying, he's so shady, but did y'all see
the post, I guess Milan hung out with
Andy talked about that last week, that was like two, three weeks ago. Ashley,
oh, you guys did bring it up, good, okay,
yeah,
because bitch Andy Cohen shady.
I just really need them to get their lives together. Like, seriously, if you are going to be about your business and you want to progress and keep climbing the ladder, then you need to stop with this messy stuff. Like, what are you doing?
You're staying in the same relevant, but in this messy way,
you need to be doing something else. And a reality show is not going to come out of this. Like, ain't nobody checking for Sunday. I don't know why she even inserted herself into this messy drama. She needs to be focused on
that's the
things.
Craziest part is, like, why, if you see this on TV, like, you, I know maybe they don't go online and stuff, but like, you hear the tea, like, why would you insert yourself?
But I think what happens just too, just like example with that whole drama that happened earlier this week with Monietta, or however you say her name,
and
Neil's first baby mama, and then Crystal Renee, the new wife and baby mother, you know, they're having this back and forth because what I saw in the texts, in the shots, a lot of people were tagging Crystal Renee in those posts. So I felt like, though she does apparently want to be famous, she also wants to stay relevant. So she did pop back.
Well,
she should have said nothing. You should have said nothing,
Crystal. Do you think that Neo shaded his first baby mom?
She has a tell-all book.
Well,
that's
this,
the only reason
the,
why a woman would have a tell-all book.
In
when
the
you
picture,
do something wrong, we gonna tell.
Right, but in the picture today that Neo posted for Mother's Day,
he didn't acknowledge
his baby's mother, his first baby's mother, and a lot of people found that very, like, offensive. Like, dude, why are you not acknowledging someone who you made them get their tubes tied because apparently you didn't want to have any more children? Do you think that that was shady of Neo?
Yes!
I think he could have at least gave her a dry, happy Mother's Day.
To the mother of the M's. Right. Because Nick Cannon did. And
Took him out to dinner.
Yeah, it was real. They look real happy, real cute.
Well, so Mimi from Love & Hip Hop, her boo put this like video up.
Ooh, they not together no more. Mm-hmm.
They show not.
They haven't been together for a moment, actually. But I don't blame her, because her video came out where she said, like, if you are a real motherfucker, do not go on reality TV. That shit
is fake. Well, we
could
have told you that, Chris.
I mean, I feel it too, but it's just like,
Chris,
you see it.
We
like,
could have told
you
that.
Firsthand. I hope that the audience acknowledges that. The awkwardness of when Chris and Jocelyn met each other. Like, here's a real human being placed in this circus. Like, I really hope you guys let that just soak with you. You know what I mean? And then when this Preacher show come out, we watch the Amber show, and then we watch the Preacher show, and we realize where our life should
be. Where are our morals and values? And then just insert
in
with that whole situation. I mean, I do watch all of the Love & Hip Hop franchises.
I think I'm going to have to stop.
I'm going to say this, though. Mimi, it's okay to not be on reality TV. You already have your sex tape. And so just go to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
because
stop,
like,
pulling people
and
into
don't
your
wake
mess.
Up.
You're literally dragging your life.
She's exactly. And you're too old for this. Seriously. Right. That's not shade, but that's just, you grow when you, the older you get, you should be evolved.
Ooh.
Yeah, not devolved.
No.
Ooh.
Child, what's the next story, child? You talking about
carpet
Masika?
Stain. Go, well, let's just do that in reality check. Right?
Okay.
You said a carpet stain?
Honey, it won't remove.
Poor Chris, though.
So,
no, Chris is in a better place in life. She probably now can be at all the lesbian clubs and, like, be on a flyer or something. Devolved like the carpet stain. Thank you. That's where I was.
Is that what she wants in life? To be on a flyer?
I mean, God, I don't know what Chris wants, but like, Chris, I knew damn well, like, you answered it yourself.
What was the answer? Knew that too.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. You knew.
So no pity on you.
Yeah, I'm like,
child, because if somebody signed me up for a reality TV show and I insert myself, I already know it's going to be some foolishness. And
like, Mimi looks like Nico to me now. Like, she just be like, yeah.
Mimi, she's so busy trying to stay relevant. And side note, why is Arian still on the show?
What?
You have no storyline. Your only friend is Mimi. We see you once in a blue moon.
When you're cutting up cheese and grapes on a fucking wooden platter.
And asking people personal questions. Bye.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Next.
Bye.
We can't. I would like to well, I'll wait and see what you guys think. But did you see Miss Tina Knowles' little thing that she did on Instagram today? It was her reaction to Solange's beautiful Mother's Day message. And so she posted a video of her, and it went a little bit like this. This is my reaction to... And notice my face isn't moving.
Was that a...
This is my reaction to your message. I'm like, how much Botox does this lady have? Beehive, don't come for me. Y'all need to go see the video. Y'all see what I'm talking about.
Let me go look.
Her face is not moving. And I just, her tears are running down her face. And I'm like, if this is genuine, like, is it though? Or was she crying like, wait, I got to, let me say these tears for the gram. And then she was like, let me post this. Like, because it was only like two tears. And one of them wasn't even halfway down her cheek. So I'm going to go ahead and reality X that whole ordeal. Like, the message was beautiful. I love Solange for everything that she is. But, oh, go to the shade room, honey. They posted it.
Of course they did. Why wouldn't they? Can you play the audio?
I'm like,
this is me after your message. I love you.
I think it's beautiful.
That's cute.
Ashley Gray. Yeah,
you made it seem like she was going to give me like a whole damn paragraph.
Her face is moving. Oh, Tina, that's all right.
Like, she cried. She cried and put it on.
I love that.
I thought that, yeah. That was,
it was beautiful, but I mean, whatever.
She flips her hair. I can't.
Speaking of beautiful, Masika feels that this generation should be beautiful too. She said, I'm sad for our generation. I wish females would learn to be ladies. A crossed leg and a closed mouth is more attractive than showing your ass. How's that nut doing, girl? Like,
oh, skate.
I'm just
skate,
over
skate.
Here, like, you popped two dudes on Love & Hip Hop.
Skate, skate,
you done got pregnant.
Oh, skate.
Trying to drag the man in the media.
Oh,
talking about,
skate. I'm not trying to drag no one in the media.
But you're dragging.
This is my only. I'm not saying that people can't change.
But was it like closed legs on the
let me go back to the post for my daggone self.
The billboard of her for Miss Nikki Baby's strip club, was that where she closed, where a lady should close their legs?
I just don't even know really where to start with this. It kills me.
Maybe motherhood changed her. Maybe motherhood changed
her. I'm not saying that you cannot be reformed and you can't evolve and grow. That's what we all should be doing as human beings, however, comma.
Right.
I mean, you're sitting here trying to give sermons on the mountaintop, i.e. by the bedside.
And are you
bed.
Even on the mountaintop?
I think you're trying to tell people what they should and shouldn't. Wasn't it you who was on a
Was on what?
Just don't judge anyone. Like, if you have reached a certain level in your life where you don't want to be the hoe no mo, that's fine. But don't judge those who decide to be a hoe. Like, you telling people to close their legs when yours is still open.
Oh.
Like, I just don't understand your logic.
Oh.
Explain to us. Hashtag BHL reality check. Moving right along.
Hello, hashtag from the booth. Preach it.
Preach it.
Hello. That's my man in the engineer booth.
Wow.
So, let me... I would like to reality check Lupita for coming for Vogue.
Yeah,
came for Vogue.
Wait, what happened? I didn't see
Linda
that.
Drops mic. Let me explain.
Woo! Come on, Linda.
So basically, Vogue took it upon themselves to say that, oh my gosh, Lupita was inspired by Audrey Hepburn.
Wah, wah, wah.
Lies.
Oh, cute silence.
She dragged him.
Oh, she did. But it was in a very classy, cute Lupita way. Basically, she posted something on her Instagram where it was a side-by-side picture. Well, that one side was a play post of different beautiful images of Africans.
Black women.
Yes, black women with the same hairstyle. And she basically was saying, no, Vogue, you got it all wrong. Let's reverse that. This was indeed my inspiration for this amazing hairstyle.
This is my Met Gala homage.
I'm like, are you kidding me, Vogue? Well, like, know. This is just with freaking the Nina Kardashians Simone. And them dangling cornrows. Oh, yeah. It's not the
Nina
fact,
Simone, I don't
right?
Know her.
It's not the fact that they actually wear them. It's just like give credit where credit is due.
Right.
Say I got this idea from my homegirl Tariqa or whatever down the way. That's all you gotta do. I'm reality checking out. What y'all think?
I'm reality checking the fuck out of her.
Two thumbs up and a snap in Z formation.
Bam.
Just zap that. So,
all right. Did y'all see? I got two. We're gonna do two for one because we're gonna reality X both of them.
Okay. Because I got one more.
Safari.
Okay. You start rapping.
No, I like Safari.
Okay. I'm not trying to go to no Safari.
Mm-mm. Girl, Safari, Nicki Minaj's ghostwriter boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, apparently was out seen with Miss Nicki Baby of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, he want to get on the show too. Okay, what's next?
Is that what that is?
Come on.
Hello,
now.
He's trying to stay
she
relevant.
She needs to stay relevant.
He needs to get relevant.
She needs
Are you
a
into Love
line.
And Hip Hop New Orleans?
No, I'm going to watch it.
And then Miami.
I definitely gonna watch Miami because Trina will be on there. I'm sorry.
No, like,
but I miss stop it.
I'm so Trina just needs to get back to rapping. I missed female rappers like back in the day. Female
girl,
rappers.
You just gotta Google it. Trina got
Trina
music
has
out.
Stuff. She and has she a got new album.
Yeah, but push it. Can we get her?
Well, girl, we in 2016.
It's
it ain't
hard.
That easy.
I
you know what I mean? Hard.
But she, I follow her. I like Trina.
I love
she
Trina.
She the baddest.
Did y'all okay, see Jocelyn on the Wendy Williams?
Hosseline.
Hosseline.
And Wendy said.
She looked good, though. I love the dress.
She looked great.
What did Wendy say? She said, when you were. Were?
She said, were? Oh, what's that? And then when she was like, yeah, because these thoughts. And she said, oh, thoughts? I said,
Wendy
yes,
was giving so much shade. And Hosseline, I will say, I felt bad for Hosseline because she was like so excited just to be there. Yep. I can tell. And Wendy was like, really?
I felt that Wendy still liked her. You know, because Wendy can read, honey. Yeah. And she can give you a good old shady palm tree. But she was here for her. Just explain yourself.
Yeah.
But she was going to check her in the process. Yep.
Listen, yeah, I didn't cheat on Stevie with no man. I cheated on him with a woman.
And then Wendy was like, well, sometimes I can hardly understand what you're saying on the show.
Anyway. Oh, Wendy.
She said, I like an older woman like you, Wendy. Like an older woman like you.
I was like.
And then Wendy was like, oh, you know, Stevie?
I caught that. But no, did you catch her look when she said that to her? Like, I like an older woman like you. Wendy was like, okay. I was like, Wendy, no.
Reality check.
Loved it. I have one more.
Okay.
I talked about Lupita at the Met Gala. I want to talk about
Lupita.
Kanye looking like
with his blue eyes.
A man storm. Like, no, a gay man storm from X-Men.
El Nino.
Had the nerve to have on Caitlyn Jenner's little heels. Oh, them kitten heels.
Maybe it was an ode to Prince.
And Prince would have been like, no.
Prince
what
is
in the
in
world in that bedazzled jacket? And we're supposed to trust you to dress us? I should have nuked when you had me looking like a zombie from Rockin' Dead with that line that you were gonna look a mess.
You mean a slave?
And then Kim Kardashian, the butt is out of control. That booty looked like a planet. Okay, was that Pluto? Because we know that you know it got demoted because it's a dwarf planet now. I think she done hit it in her butt.
Girl, that's where Pluto went.
That's where Pluto
Kim
went,
Kardashian
y'all.
Kim Kardashian just, she done got it injected inside her, y'all.
What was Kanye thinking? Like, you show up with a bedazzled, like, blazer or jacket, and then you had on those kitten heels, and then these gray-blue contacts. Like, he was giving me, like, a mess.
I'm reality say, WeHo.
He was giving me so WeHo.
He was giving you Kenya Moore with contacts. What? LOL.
world.
Wait, did you guys see the videos from the Met Gala?
Yes.
I like those with the
I thought they were kind of cool.
You know, Kylie looked... Actually, I loved her look. I love her with the short hair. I thought she looks very glamorous and...
I can't.
You know what? I thought she looked 30, though. At least 27. I'm like, honey, look your age, boo. Like, why do you look, like, older than me?
The Met was really, like...
Lackluster.
Heroin chic this year. Like, everyone just looked like they were like been, like, working real hard.
That was the theme. The theme. Yeah.
Like, they were working real hard.
Did we like Nicki Minaj's outfit?
No.
I wasn't mad.
I was the only one that liked it, I feel.
I wasn't mad, but I also only saw her... Okay, I only saw her next to Madonna and Marc Jacob, and so the all three of them together, it looked cute.
Yeah.
She looked into Beyonce, mess. Though.
You didn't like that latex?
Mm-mm. Who?
Beyonce.
Ugh.
Lemonade.
And I didn't see it.
And did you see it like in some pictures?
Rihanna wasn't in attendance.
No, she wasn't there.
Oh, because she was performing.
Because Rihanna would have slayed everybody.
Did you see in some of the pictures that Beyonce's dress was actually sticking to her skin? Because that's how hot. I was like, honey, I know you are hot. Like, you know, the puffy sleeves. You know how when something like a plastic bag, if it gets wet, it'll like stick to something.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, Linda.
Very like Nirvana-esque, like Courtney Love.
I just really expected more from Beyonce. I thought she was really gonna slay, and she gave me SL and forgot the AY.
I wanted her to wear the Claire Danes dress, like that Cinderella. Was it Claire Danes with the Cinderella dress that lit up?
That glow in the dark.
Reality yes. check.
Check.
Alright, that's all I got.
Alright, we're done.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, what about the emojis?
Oh, okay, but let's please just read the fuck out of this. Like, right. Get your coin, I understand. But, like, have you guys seen all these reality stars now are coming out with emojis?
Yep. The Kardashians did it first.
Yeah. Now Blac Chyna, Amber Rose.
Well, she is
Rick
a Kardashian.
Ross.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that little mulatto emoji.
Do you think it's going to, you think Kim will have it under hers?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see Saint? She was recently photographed in because I thought I forgot all about that baby, honey. But there's a photograph
of
him. Side
note, did you see like this morning Kanye West or whoever put on the on Instagram the gift that he gave Kim K?
No, what was it?
An orchestra. Waking up to an orchestra playing in their living room.
No. See, first of all.
You didn't do that for Donda.
And that's too much. You know what I...
No, you got that from Tyler Perry's I Could Do Bad About... No. One of them Tyler Perry movies when Blair Underwood was in there and he was physically abusive to that woman. Yes! And there was that live orchestra.
Stop it.
Wait, what was
yes,
that?
Yes, he did.
That wasn't for Colored Girls, right?
No, it was Damn. One of them Tyler Perry. Y'all know.
Leave it in the comments down below.
Leave it in the comments below. Before we leave, I love that Ludacris gave his baby mother... A and hair wife. Salon.
Everything. Yeah. First of all,
that is so cute. Yeah. And I Ludacris can't even get a date to the movies.
I can't even get a man chef.
This is crazy.
Ludacris is everything.
And I like him.
He filled himself out.
Stand
now,
up.
So like, I'm like, I will.
Stand up. I love Luda. Well, thank you for joining us. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. Corinne, where can everyone find you?
Just saying away. And follow me on Snapchat at Just Saying Away too.
You got to add me. Okay. I can. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm following you.
I'm not following you.
Are you new to Snappers?
No.
I'm just
Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everywhere, DJ Jesse J. My Snapchat is Da Greek God with a zero for God. And then you guys can check me out at jessiejenny.com. Thank you.
And everyone can follow me at Ashley Gray TV on Twitter and Instagram and on Snapchat. I'm new to the game, so don't judge me. Don't judge me. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia. Man, I meant to talk.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Cipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
Girl, I almost said buzzy lit.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.